From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, which show is a better voter guide, Meet the Press or Oprah? First, the lead, political TV. The first presidential debate is the day after tomorrow. And there's word today that it could be the last presidential debate this year. Republicans say they may not participate in any more because of a dispute over agreeing to debate terms. We're joined by NPR's always informative political editor, Ken Rudin. Ken, what is this dispute and how serious is it?
Well, ostensibly, the Bush and Kerry camps have agreed on this 32-page document that what you can and cannot do and what the networks can and cannot do during the debates. Anyway, the Bush campaign was very insistent on this, so the Kerry campaign has signed off on it, but the Commission on Presidential Debates, which runs the debates, as well as the moderators, have not signed off, so the Bush campaign is a little nervous.
So what do they want them to do, just sign the document and say, okay, we agree?
Well, the problem with the people of the Commission of the Debate say, look, we have no control of what the television cameras are going to do. The Bush campaign did not want the cameras to focus. For example, if John Kerry's making a charge, they did not want the cameras to focus on Bush's face for a reaction. The famous case, of course, is in 1988 when Lloyd Benson launched his famous "You're No Jack Kennedy," and the look on Dan Quayle's face was the proverbial deer in the headlights. And while Bush Quayle won the election that year, that has haunted Dan Quayle throughout his vice presidency, and he was one of the reasons why Bush lost in 92.
Okay, here's another rule that they're talking about, and this one I guess they've actually agreed to, everyone settled on this. The candidates cannot actually address each other, which I think is, that's a fundamental in debate, isn't it?
Right, this is not a debate, this is a marriage. Basically, in marriage, you know, the spouses don't talk to each other, and we're used to that. But in a debate, look, one would think that in a debate, you address your opponent, you either make charges or try to elicit some kind of information. And apparently, the candidates are very, very cautious about this. They're very nervous, especially the Bush camp. Everybody knows, the Bush camp knows, that John Kerry is very quick on his feet. He's been debating for 30 years, ever since he came back from Vietnam when he was on the Dick Cavett show. He's been debating very effectively. He's a very sharp mind. And basically, the Bush camp did not want Kerry directly approaching him. In other words, so when Lloyd Benson said to Dan Quayle, "You're no Jack Kennedy," or when Ronald Reagan said to Jimmy Carter, "There you go again," that's going to be wiped out. That's going to be eliminated from this debate.
Here's another rule. At no time during these debates shall either candidate move from their designated area behind their respective podiums. Now, what's that?
This apparently is also a Bush demand. First off, John Kerry is 6'4" tall. The president is 5'11". I think the two of them standing side by side would give an advantage of Kerry towering over the president, and again, perhaps even looking even more presidential. Al Gore tried to invade the Bush space during one of the 2000 debates, and Bush looked startled, but he waved it off with a joke. Given the fact that Kerry is much taller, the Bush campaign apparently did not want that comparison, a side-by-side comparison like that.
Ken, when you watch a presidential debate, what does your scorecard look like? How do you know when a candidate has won or lost a point?
Well, I hate to put it in such terms like winning and losing, but I guess that's what we do. We look for the gaffe, we look for the flub, we look for the interesting comment, but what I look for, I look whether the candidate has a command of issues, whether he makes sense, whether they think well on their feet. The candidate thinks well on the feet. But I also look for a comfort level. I mean, we're not electing a beer buddy or a bowling partner, but I suspect this is important. You have to like the candidate. If you look at 1960, if you listen to what Kennedy and Nixon had to say in the 1960 debates, many people feel that Richard Nixon was sharper on the issues. But again, Nixon wasn't as likable, certainly on television with the makeup, with the sweating, with all those things. Kennedy was certainly the more likable candidate. Same with 1996. Bob Dole was surly and not likable. So basically, again, we're not looking for a bowling partner. We're looking for the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world. But you have to feel comfortable with the candidate. It worked for George W. Bush in 2000. Voters, the exit polls showed that he was much more likable than Al Gore. But I think with so much at stake with the war, with the state of the economy, voters may look to something more than that.
NPR's always likable political editor, Ken Rudin from Washington. Thank you, Kenny.
You like me. You really, really like me.